Listen up. Did you hear? CITR is putting on a full day of content dedicated to students. December 2nd is 24 hours of student power. Clubs, bands, radio, oh my! CITR constantly works to promote underrepresented voices in media. And for one day a year, we dedicate an entire day to focus on students. That means student hosts, clubs, initiatives, artists, and more. Featuring three student bands from 6 to 9 p.m. Melt, Cheap Flavor, and Stefana Fertilla. Listen up this December 2nd at 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca.
Looking to volunteer internationally? Interested in a career in healthcare? Want to travel the world? Get all these experiences with Help, Learn, and Discover. With Help, Learn, and Discover, you'll help build homes for underprivileged families. Learn about careers in healthcare through firsthand experiences with doctors, dentists, and other healthcare professionals. And discover the beauty of Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands, and Peru. Apply today at ecoexperience.com. ECUA experience.com. Are you ready to experience life this summer?
Yes.
Do you like sports?
Are you looking for a way to give back to your community?
Right to Play is an international organization that empowers kids through sports.
Here at UBC, our volunteers work to provide equal opportunity for sport to children in the Vancouver area.
We raise money to support Right to Play's global initiatives
because we believe that
when children play, the world wins.
Check us out on our Facebook page and get involved today so that kids can be kids.
Hello and welcome back to the Student Special Hour. My name's Lucy. We're here with Sam from Help, Learn, and Discover. That was the brand new PSA just earlier that you heard that we made a couple weeks ago with some of the, or not even like a week ago, of the PSA or some of your executives. So yeah. I'm a big fan of that. We were talking, very excited.
Yeah.
So how are you doing this morning?
Not too bad. It's a pretty solid morning.
Yeah, yeah, it's
Friday, so I'm happy.
Yeah, and it's pretty beautiful out.
It is nice, pretty frosty.
I'm like always hate it in radio when people just like go on and on about the weather. But I'm just like this morning. I'm just like, yeah, it's so beautiful.
It's nice. It's just like the sun is out, but at the same time, there's like a wintry feel.
It's crisp. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. So can you just like start me off? What exactly is Help, Learn, and Discover?
So Help, Learn, and Discover essentially is an organization that provides students with an international volunteer opportunity abroad down to Ecuador and South America. So leaders such as myself and my co-leader, Christina, we recruit volunteers from UBC and all schools all over Canada, Edmonton, Calgary, Dalhousie in Halifax, Toronto, Ottawa. And we take these students down to Ecuador and we fundraise before we go to help build homes for underprivileged families. So like Help, Learn, and Discover, as you can tell, there are, you know, three words to it, which represents three components: a help component, a learn component, and a discover component. And they're pretty much, I mean, I guess I kind of have to elaborate on each of these components, but essentially the help component is helping to build homes. The learn component is to provide an educational program for those interested in healthcare. And then the discover portion is you tour. Like you said earlier, volunteerism.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great opportunity to see the world and see different places, but also give back a little bit. And
oh, for sure.
Yeah. And have a bit more of a like a kind of three-dimensional university experience.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like a lot of students who do the trip, they come back and their eyes are just a lot, I don't know, open, because, you know, a lot of students, university students, I mean, you know, their budget it tends to be tight. So those who have the chance or opportunity or who can afford this to do this trip, when they come back, it just ignites this passion for travel, for, you know, other volunteering opportunities. If they did, you know, one of the healthcare programs, then it might have ignited, or maybe they discovered that healthcare is not for them, you know, either or is a very important discovery for those who do this kind of program.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it would be hard to go through a 8-year medicine degree out. You don't really want to be doing it.
Definitely. It definitely gives you, I mean, like, I guess I'll break down each one of the components.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll start with the help component. So I just, you know, go in chronological order. Essentially, the help component, as I mentioned earlier, we fundraise money before the trip. And then students who fundraise money take the fundraise money down to Ecuador themselves. Once down there, they buy the building materials themselves. Like they go to the hardware store and they buy it themselves and they build it themselves alongside the community. And I think the best part about this is this way students know that there is no middleman. Like you don't give your money to like this kind of charity or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're in charge of all the money directly. And you know personally, because since you're in charge of it, 100% of all proceeds go to these families. Mm-hmm. So I think that's like one of the greatest things about Help Learn and Discover is that you're in charge of what's going on. You don't give, there's no middleman. You don't give the money to anybody. And you're also like these families, you know, despite they speak Spanish and most people who do this trip, they don't speak Spanish. Despite that language barrier, you guys get very close with the community because like just think about it from the community's perspective. Like we're just a bunch of strangers coming to their home and like we're giving this opportunity to build better homes for them. You also visit their old homes and you see what kind of conditions they live in. Maybe a family of like 6-7 live in like one room in this hut. They're far from amenities like food and water. So by helping to build homes for them in a better location, they can grow their crops better. They have better access to like irrigation and things like that. And their kids can go to school. Like their kids can't really go to school when they live in the mountains, right? It's just too far. So giving them this kind of opportunity makes them very grateful for us. And for that, like, even though we can't communicate with each other, we kind of can emotionally. Mm-hmm. That's kind of corny to say, but it's true. I mean, and that's probably like, that's what really ignited my passion for Help Learn Discover. And the second component is more relevant to those who want to pursue med or dentistry. So essentially there's four components to the learn component. They have pre-dentistry, pre-medical, pre-physiotherapy, and a biomedical program. And in these programs, students shadow healthcare professionals, doctors, dentists, things like that, throughout several wards of the hospital. These wards would include surgery for one, like the ER, the ICU, you know, internal medicine, sports med, things like that. It gives you just a taste of everything. And as I was mentioning earlier to you, it really just gives you insight and see, like, it gives the students an opportunity to see if they're cut out for this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, some people, when they go to the surgery ward, you're standing right alongside the surgeon in the OR, and some people who don't think they're squeamish to, you know, like, blood and things like that, they find out that they're squeamish. They're like, yeah, you know what, surgery's not
wow,
for us.
Yeah, wow, what a insane moment to find out. Hey.
Or, you know, what's even cooler is the fact that the people who think they're squeamish find out they're not squeamish.
Yeah.
That's even cooler. They're like, oh, wow, like, let me get a closer look. And the the surgeons and the tutors, like, they all speak English. And obviously, you know, given the patient's consent and everything, like, you can take photos, you know, if they let you, of course. And they treat you professionally, you know, I mean, as long as you act professionally. With your tutors for like the age group of students, we usually take the students to these healthcare programs. They're not that many years older than us, and they're in medical school. And I think because they're not that many years older than us, we kind of like relate to them we become good friends with them. And I think the best kind of learning environment from your tutor is when, you know, you're friends with your tutors, you know. Like think about like learning from, you'd rather learn from your best friend than like a legit tutor that you don't know.
Yeah, that you have no connection with. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's more or less the learn component. And that's usually, so the help component that I mentioned earlier is about a week long. The learn component's also about a week long. You wake up 7 o'clock, you have to be in the hospital. You're working through your medical rotations. You get like a break here and there, and then you finish off in the afternoon and you all go out for dinner. It's really nice. And then the discover component, that's also pretty much self-explanatory. It's you just tour Ecuador and you visit all over Ecuador. You visit the most exotic locations. I'm trying to, you know, like the Amazon rainforest and jungles, volcanic highlands, coastal beaches, things like that. And you also do a ton of activities that Help Learn and Discover provides for you guys. So like waterfall rappelling, paragliding, surfing, snorkeling, tubing, things like that. Yeah, and you guys can also take like additional tours to the Galapagos Islands. That's like the bio mecca for bio students. Everyone, you know, every bio student, like they've heard of the Galapagos Islands because that's where Darwin, you know, developed his theory of evolution, and Machu Picchu in Peru, one of the wonders of the world. So so yeah, it's just it's a very all in one packed kind of deal. Yes, sir.
And so when no worries, yeah. You've got so much to say.
Sorry, yeah,
it's exciting. It's,
I'm just like, am I talking too much?
No, it's fantastic. It's so exciting to hear.
Give myself time to breathe.
Yeah, it's exciting to hear you be excited about this. I love that's why I love having clubs talk about themselves, because if I'm just sitting here going, yeah, help learn and discover this thing, and I think they go to Ecuador or something, and, you know, they're kind of like, they sound cool, but like, I, you know, and it's not genuine, and I'm really excited to hear you talk about it, because I'm like, jazz, I'm going to jump on a plane, man. I'm stoked.
Oh, yeah.
So for this, for these, like, different components, the help learn and discover, do people do, like one, do they do a couple of them?
So, yeah, essentially, the programs that Help Learn and Discover offers, all of the programs, or almost all of the programs, have the help component, because essentially Help Learn and Discover's mission is to help people. And you know, one of the program owners, he always emphasizes that there's a difference between charity and helping. We're not just giving away these homes for free. We're helping them help build their own homes. You know, we're help. They're also like involved in the construction and things like that. But yeah, to answer your question, the help component is in each one of these programs. So like those biomedical, physiotherapy program, these kind of programs, the help, you're all, those students who are doing the healthcare programs also volunteer and help build these homes. So yeah, it's all in one kind of
all
thing.
All in one. Yeah. So you would do say like 3 weeks where you'd hit up.
Yeah.
All three.
Exactly.
Components.
So I think the program, like it depends on the program type and duration, but the durations usually last around 2 weeks to 4 weeks. If you want to just volunteer and like, let's say you're not interested in med and you don't want to like do the healthcare component, then you apply for the volunteer program. If you want, like, you know, you want to aim for med school or dentistry or something like that, you want to see if it's for you, then you apply for these programs, but you're also going to be helping. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I think I mentioned earlier, it's about 1 week for volunteering, 1 week for med, and then maybe like 10 days for touring. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, it's not, it's like maybe you'll do three days of touring, then you have like 3 days of medical rotation. It really depends on your location.
Yeah.
Because the medical rotations take place in the capital, Quito. Mm-hmm. So if you're not in the capital, then they kind of divide up your medical rotations so that you do them when you're in Quito.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so you said you do some fundraising initiatives as well when you're back here.
Yeah.
Do you have anything going on right now or anything coming up?
So as of the moment, Help Learn and Discover's early bird deadlines for applying is December 20th and March 20th. So we usually start fundraising during the second term of school, because this is after December 20th. We have the bulk of our applicants, and we kind of want to get a head start on fundraising. This is kind of new. We used to fundraise after the general admission deadline, because that's when everyone has applied, deadline's done, and these people are going on the trip, so we got to. But just to, you know, get a head start on things, make sure we don't encounter like a rough patch or whatever with fundraising. You know, the earlier the better. So yeah, fundraising isn't as in high gear, maybe in second term. Like we drop some ideas here and there. Hey, maybe let's like set up a pizza night or whatever, and you know, we all come out and have pizza and support this cause, and then it kind of gets kicked into high gear after a March. You know, oh hey, like let's do this event at like a pub or whatever, or a comedy club or something like that,
and really really start. And that's a good time too, because things start kind of peeling down in school. And
exactly. Yeah. So around
people are ready to party.
Definitely. I mean, especially after April, right? Like we usually try to take, when people finish their exams, we try to like target, hey, like end of exams. Like let's have a celebration or whatever, and that's what we usually do. And for fundraising, we do things like, you know, like what other organizations do, for Krispy Kremes. You know, we try to make deals with comedy clubs or like pubs, like hey, let's sell some tickets on your behalf, and like we're this cause, like could you give us a cut, or like whatever tickets we sell go to our cause. And surprisingly, like they're very cool about it, like Bimini's, I don't know if you Bimini's just on West 4th, I think. We had one just in April, just before the summer, and they were all the tickets that we sold came to the cause. So people are people are super generous in Vancouver, and fundraising goes really well because you know people are so generous. And then like things like Krispy Kreme is just like, you know, it's kind of like a street vendor thing. Hey, yeah, like, support a great cause.
And like, who doesn't like Krispy Kreme?
No, so. Yeah, definitely.
So that's easy, man.
Diabetics.
Yeah, and also I don't like donuts, but most people do. Yeah. So that's why, like, no. I'm kind of an anomaly in the not liking donuts category. Like, I mean,
their taste is like unquestionable, but like. And when it comes to health, then, you know, everyone's
And I find, like, it's, like, this thing that my body's like, no, you know, this is way too much fat and sugar. Like, you have to hate it. Otherwise, you'll eat them all.
That's, for me, it's just, like, you know, I won't stop eating until I'm full. I stop eating until, like, I hate myself.
Exactly. But if you're going to support Help Learn and Discover, then if you hate yourself a little in the process.
Yeah, you'll hate yourself less.
Yeah, you'll hate yourself less because it's going to a good cause. So check if you see them around campus, if you see them selling tickets or selling donuts or selling things, help them out because I don't think anyone might necessarily know what Help Learn and Discover is right off the bat.
It's been, since we, Help Learn and Discover has been doing this for 11 years, they actually started in BC. BC is probably the province where it's probably the most heard. They might not know exactly what it is, but they're like, oh, I know a friend who did that. Or like, oh, it's like you go to Ecuador and you help people. But, you know, so it's kind of, like it's well heard, which is good. You know, like we want, because the more we, you know, tell people about it, the more established we become. I mean, we've been doing this for 11 years. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And now they can say, oh, yeah, I heard that guy's son talking about it on the radio.
All the classes that I go to, they're just like, aren't you that guy that comes to our classes? That's me.
That's me.
Proud to be a child.
That's fantastic. So what have you personally experienced one of these trips? And, like, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, man. So, like, I applied to do this trip as a student 2 summers ago, and I traveled in August 2014, and essentially, like, what really seals the deal for me is when I hear about it from a close friend of mine. So my roommate, for example, he was actually working with HLD at the time, and he told me about this opportunity and told me his stories, and then I decided, you know what the hell, I'm going to do this trip and just see what happens. And it was one of the best decisions I've ever made. So in regards to my experiences, I went down there. I did the biomedical program, so five days we went there. We were volunteering in August. So because essentially from May to August is when students travel. Students will travel in May, June, July, and August. And in May, they start the foundation of the homes. And August puts the finishing touches. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had it easy. We just, you know, we slapped on some paint. And we actually celebrated giving away the homes, which was unreal. But I'll get to that. So we put the finishing touches to the homes. We did some touring components in between, depending on where we were. We visited. So I went to a city called Baños. It's amazing. It's a city right under a waterfall. So you wake up and there's like a waterfall over all the buildings. We did a lot of touring, and then we did the volunteering. Then biomedical, so their schedule is different. We did medical rotations. Medical rotations. I had to wake up 7 o'clock every morning. Just, you know, eat breakfast 7:15. We head to the hospital 7:30. Rotations start, and our med tutors who are in med school in Ecuador, their English is proficient, and they just tell us, you know, they teach us, so they'll do kind of like a lecture thing and then a tutorial thing. So for example, stitches, they'll say, hey, this is why we do stitches, these are the cases where we do stitches. Then they pull out a cow heart, they cut it, they're like, yeah, stitch this up. And then we're like, whoa, what? And then they show us the technique, and we stitch it up, or like, for example, the cardiology ward, they try to teach us the difference between a heartbeat and a heart murmur, and we put on the stethoscope, and we try to, it's very subtle, but you just need to develop an ear for it. So yeah, activities like that. In the surgery ward, we see like the craziest surgeries, cataract removal surgery, a rhinoplasty, and just a bunch of vascular surgeries and a lot of cutting people open.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then we gave away the home second week, and giving away the homes was one of the most rewarding things ever. So the homes were all built, and all the community members come up and they get their key for their house, and then they go to their house and they hug everyone and they make us gifts and make us scarves and things like that, you know, to show their appreciation. They give us food, things like that. Third
Amazing.
Week was more of the Discover component. We visited, you know, the coastal beaches and volcanic islands, and then the fourth week I went to the Galapagos Islands. And the Galapagos Islands is just, like, unreal. It's the most beautiful islands I've ever been to. So, yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, there's a ton of stories in between, but I don't want to. That's what it is in a nutshell, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, that's quite, I can't imagine that it would be easy to put that into, you know, a little bit of an explanation.
When I got back, I would just look at my photos 24/7 every day and just reminisce on like, what I'd done. And, you know, fortunately enough, I got involved with the program. I became better friends with the owners of the program, and they gave me this opportunity to start, you know, becoming a part and promote it and things like that. So I'm very grateful for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. You get to get other people to be involved.
Yeah, and then I travel with them next
summer. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I actually did the trip the second time just this May. And it was unreal. A group of 38 students, and it was it was crazy. And then I experienced everything again with different people, and it was beyond unreal.
Yeah, that sounds so fantastic. And so you get an opportunity to keep going back and sharing this experience.
Definitely. And I think one of the reasons why the owners of the program want people who have done the trip to promote the program is because the people who have done the trip have seen what the trip is, like myself, and they get these excited people and just try to, you know, promote the program by sharing their personal experience, like I'm doing right now. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, and we can find more information at Equa Experience.
EquaExperience.com. Yeah. So you can go there to look at program type, duration, application, things like
that. All that sort of thing.
Yeah,
And also to contact you.
So Equa Experience, there is a contact
information
box. My email's kind of like long. Like it's not going to, I can't spell it out on the radio.
No worries.
But yeah.
EquaExperience.com
has like all the places you want to contact. You might see me around on campus because I like spam all the classes.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was great to hear from you.
Thank you for having me.
I bet having you in classrooms would be an absolute delight. So
thank you,
don't feel so too bad about that. It sounds like a great opportunity.
I'm proud about it,
I think it's great that people get to hear about it through you. So thanks so much for coming on. We're going to hear your PSA one more time.
Shout off again
so people can hear just one last time. I mean, it'll be featured on CITR for probably the next eon. But just because it's brand new, I want to feature it once more.
Thank you.
The Help, Learn, and Discover PSA. Next up, we have the Scandinavian Nordic Club. And this was Help, Learn, and Discover. Stay tuned for more on the Student Special Hour.
Looking to volunteer internationally? Interested in a career in healthcare? Want to travel the world? Get all these experiences with Help, Learn, and Discover. With Help, Learn, and Discover, you'll help build homes for underprivileged families. Learn about careers in healthcare through firsthand experiences with doctors, dentists, and other healthcare professionals. And discover the beauty of Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands, and Peru. Apply today at EquaExperience.com. ECUA Experience.com. Are you ready to experience life this summer?
Yes.
Mark your calendars. The Dead Ghosts LP release show is coming soon. Join us November 28th at 8 o'clock at the Cobalt to celebrate with these Vancouver psych rockers, plus guests the Shivas and Strange Things. Find tickets online now at timberconcerts.com or at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit. In terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Take me down below, take me down below. Won't you please take me down below, take me down below, take me down below.
Listen up. Did you hear? CITR is putting on a full day of content dedicated to students. December 2nd is 24 hours of student power. Clubs, bands, radio, oh my! CITR constantly works to promote underrepresented voices in media. And for one day a year, we dedicate an entire day to focus on students. That means student hosts, clubs, initiatives, artists, and more.
featuring three student bands from 6 to 9 p.m. Melt, Cheap Flavor, and Stefana Fertilla. Listen up this December 2nd at 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca. Alrighty, so that was two bands by, that was Melt with Down Under and that, Down Below, sorry, and that was Stefana Fertilla with Tugging. Those two bands and Cheap Flavor are going to be featured on 24 Hours of Student Power this Wednesday, December 2nd. I've played that ad already twice because I really want people to tune in. I'm really excited about it. So this is, again, like I said, this is sort of my radio child that I have created. 24 hours straight of student content, student bands. What did I say? Radio, clubs, something. Oh, my. So it's exciting for me, and I really I want it to be exciting for you. So tune in and listen up. So it has come to that time of the year where it is now appropriate to talk about Christmas. And I'm here with Ava, who is from the Scandinavian and Nordic Club, or is involved with the Scandinavian and Nordic
Basically
Club.
She just is Swedish. That's the
attachment. She is Swedish, yeah. so that's her existence. And I mean, aren't you all part of the Scandinavian
right?
and Nordic Club?
Shouldn't
in
we
like
all
the
be?
Bigger mean of the word? But yeah, so but you are mentioned on the Facebook page as like being the organizer.
Oh, well, me and my friend Hannah made the whole event, right? Like we organized the whole thing, but it's under their club. We're not actually. So, I mean, I guess we are.
By like making the event.
Exactly. That's true.
You've been adopted.
Basically.
The wing has been spread open.
Very,
and gathered you.
I love that. I love all the children, like
the metaphor.
Yeah, amazing.
And yeah, so tell me a little bit about this event that you guys are running.
So basically, it's this thing called Lucia, which is very, very big in Sweden. It's just like it's the festival of light, but it's on like neon lights, but it's more basically what it is, it happens during the darkest day of the year. So that's December 13th in Sweden and anywhere else, but we have finals then, so we can't celebrate it then. Yeah, bummer. So we're doing it on December 1st.
That's the day.
That's when it's supposed to happen.
But we're not doing it.
Minor detail, it's not going to be happening then. So me and Hannah basically have a group of people that are taking Swedish here at UBC, and we've made a choir with these people, and like we've taught them these Swedish. No, it's actually the cutest thing ever. So we've been meeting quite a lot, actually, a couple of times a month since September. So these players are like, well prepped.
These players.
Yeah.
This is commitment, right?
No,
this is commitment
amazing.
To the cause.
So yeah, I'm really excited. So it's going to be happening. It's going to be in the Buchanan Tower at 7 o'clock. So people should come out. We're going to have like Swedish goodies. I'm so excited.
And it's December 1st.
It's
right?
December 1st.
Not
the 13th. There will be nothing.
There will be nothing. We will all be crying.
Yeah.
While we do our exams.
Yeah, exactly.
And so December 1st at 7 p.m., Buchanan Tower 104. Is
yeah,
that right?
I'm that
looking
is
at the
correct.
Event. I'm totally cheating by looking at the event. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, and it looks like there's going to be some Swedish treats.
That's right.
And you also get to hear some, like, singing,
so
which is cool.
The whole thing is, like, singing, right? That's where it goes. And everybody's going to be wearing these white gowns, which is hilarious, too, because we only had, like, a set number of white gowns. And then there were too many people involved. Like, we didn't expect this many people to want to be a part of it. And then we're like, okay, well, we're out of white gowns. If we were in Sweden, this wouldn't have been a problem. Just go to the nearest shop. Like, they sell them. It's
yeah.
that time of year. In Canada, not so much. So one of the girls came up with a genius idea of having a lab coat. She's like, well, if we wear our lab coats and, like, turn them around with white pants, like, wouldn't that work? And then we're like,
oh
okay, this
God.
Is either going to be the best thing ever or, like, the worst thing ever.
I feel like low lighting is in order.
That's exactly what's going to be. I was like, well, it's going to be pretty dark anyway, so hopefully it'll be fine.
That is the fun. I love how someone has voluntarily decided that they want to wear their lab coat backwards.
And she was like so skeptical when she mentioned it too. She's like, so we're like, oh, that's genius.
Like problem solver over here in the corner. Knows what's up.
I was trying to get people to like kind of like venture out, do something crazy. I was like encouraging the guys to wear like gingerbread man like onesies. nobody was a fan of that idea. Yeah. Nobody was into it except for me.
So how many singers are there going to
be? I think we're going to have like 16 or 17.
Wow.
No, I know. That's like quite the turnout, eh? And none of them are native Swedish speakers.
Yeah.
So we've like had to teach them the lyrics and like work on the pronunciation. And yeah, I'm actually really, really excited.
So this is probably where your like obsession with singing jingles like 99% of the time has now come from. Now we know. In case anyone does not know, Ava also happens to be one of my best friends, and that is part of the reason. I want to say it, but you say it so much better. What's the event called?
Lucia.
Yeah, I'm just like Lucia.
Yeah, I like Lucia. It. I mean, it is an Italian thing.
But yeah, so that's a big part of it. She's running this event, but also because, you know, it's sweet to have your best friend on the radio. Yay. With you. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to reveal an embarrassing, slightly embarrassing thing about Ava is that whenever she's doing something, she often creates a jingle about what she's doing, and it's great. And now we know because she's been singing. And also, mind me, like, you have not mentioned this event at all to me in the last 4 months. It's just been this like thing that just popped up, and you're like, oh, actually, I've been meeting, singing like several times in the last semester, and I'm just like, great. It's feel so involved in your life.
It's just too many exciting things. Yeah, but the jingle thing. So yeah, like to everybody who knows me, you know, I go through phases of like doing something excessively, and this has been the jingle phase.
Yeah,
where I just create jingles. I most of all just feel really sorry for my roommate that has to like stand my perpetual like singing in a foreign language as well as my jingling. Like I don't. But yeah.
Now the question is she going to be singing in this Swedish choir?
Laura? No. Okay. Laura will not be participating, which is they get extra credit points for being a part of it. So I don't know why she's not, but she's not. She's not doing
peasant.
It.
She doesn't even know. She doesn't know the magicalness that could be.
She's missing out on her core. It's just terrible.
She could be part. She could join you in the jingles. I mean, yeah, honestly.
That's what I'm thinking too.
So. But whatever, you know. Everybody else cool will be there.
Obviously.
Singing Swedish songs. So
naturally.
And so now we're into this Christmas festivities. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity now. I think it's almost, I mean, it's not quite December, but we're close enough that we can warrant talking about Christmas now.
Oh, like, for sure.
It's within a month. Yeah. I feel like that's fair, right? I'm very like anti-Christmas jingles at the beginning of November. Like very not interested. But now I feel like we are at a time where we can start talking about Christmas. What are some of your favorite Christmas festivities?
Ooh, Christmas festivities. I think just the fact that you have a reason to just like stay in and like hang out and like just cuddle and like not do anything. So random side note, I was talking to one of my friends. She's getting married. She's East Indian, and she was telling me about the like 5 days of festivities that they do. And I was like, this reminds me so much of Christmas with my family, because it's legitimately like 5 days of like never ending. Like now we're going to this person's house. Now this person is coming to us, and we will all stay. So I just love that you get a reason to just hang out with your family and friends, just excessively.
Excessive amounts of hanging out and chilling and food.
Cuddling. Oh my God.
Cuddling.
The food, yeah.
And your like family's Persian, so it's food out the wazoo. So I don't know what the wazoo is, but there's a lot of food involved. So
is that like a place?
Yeah,
like,
is it a place? Is it a time? Like
where are we at?
Where
is
are we going with this?
All of the above.
But yeah, maybe. So that's the food. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
And do you have any like exciting plans for Christmas gifts? Or I guess it's radio, so you might be giving it away.
No, but okay. I have been on top of my Christmas game this year. Like, I don't mean to brag, but I know, Lucy, like, I genuinely downloaded an app where you can keep track of who you're buying gifts for and, like, what you bought. I've discussed it in detail with my boyfriend, like, what we're going to be buying for who, and I'm already kind of like, we're getting there. I don't know. I'm really excited. I also don't know how much I can say because I don't know who's listening, but, like...
You got some
trust.
Got some
trust.
Easy. Yeah, totally. And that's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so before Christmas, we've got this exams, right? This oncoming. I feel like it's like the elephant in the room for people. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we're pretending it's not happening yet. Like, it's happening, but shh.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So what do you have, like, what kind of things do you think are going on with this exam season? Like, do you think... Is it going to be one of the toughies? Do you have any like suggestions for people or how to deal with this sort of situation?
Here's the thing though, like I feel like now that I'm in my fourth year, like I'm just so done with the exam stress. You know what I mean? Like we've been in the game for a while. Like we've been stressed out of my mind, you know, for years now. So whenever like someone's like really stressed out, I tend to at this point just be like, no, like you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like you talk to first years, you're like, oh, it's fine. But then come a few days before the exam, you will find me like crying in the corner.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That was also did not answer your question at all. But
but I'm totally there with you. And the different years that you're in school, I feel like that's. I mean, I'm not a fourth year because I'm like a slacker 101. But because I
you
took a year off,
traveled.
Yeah,
you wouldn't.
But
I think that's
but and too. Also take forever. But I think you're so right. Like the more you're here, the more you realize that you like that it's gonna be okay. Like you, it's obviously stressful that. That things are going on, you've got a lot to go on, but you know that like if you just follow the plan, you will get there. Like it's not in first year. I remember being like, "It's never gonna happen. Yeah. We're all gonna die."
No, like actually.
And so now it's sort of one of those things, and that's why I feel. That's why I kind of like doing this sort of thing, this student special hour now, comparatively to when I was a bit younger, because I was like, I don't know what I'm talking about. And now, like, I mean, I like to pretend I did, but honestly, everyone who knows me knows that I'd love to talk. So, but now I feel like when I talk to first years, I'm like, oh, come child.
Yeah.
Like, let me share my wisdom. Let me share all these things that I've learned. And like, it's so exciting to be able to be like, exams, like here are things.
Seriously,
tips and tricks.
Gather around, children. Yeah, I have tales. But I think that's like the thing that you learn too is that, so here's how, like, if you put it in perspective, what's the worst thing that could happen with finals? Well, the worst thing is that you fail, right? It doesn't get worse than that. And then it's like, oh, I failed the course. Like, did anybody die? No. Like, is anybody like stabbing you? No. Like, you're fine.
Yeah.
You just failed the course.
And it's also sort of like one of those situations where you kind of have to learn from it. It's like,
right.
If you are putting yourself in a situation, if you have worked all semester as hard, like, not maybe as hard as you can, but quite hard, you've dedicated your time to it, and it's still not working out, then you know what? Like, there's nothing you can do. Like, you can work harder, try to pass, but it's not like you can't sort of like, you know, give some offering. Well, oh, that could potentially offend someone. But in my world, you wouldn't necessarily give some offerings to or something to like the exam gods to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you've worked hard and you've tried, like things happen and you don't necessarily pass. So that's one side. The other side is if you haven't worked hard, well, try harder next time. You can't beat yourself up about it, but you can just be like, okay, well, I did this. I did this to myself. So either way, it's sort of like, it's sort of beyond you at that point. At this point, you can do what you can, but if it's not going to happen, you're not going to replace the last 3 months in like 3 weeks.
Exactly.
And that's something you don't know when you're in first year.
Yeah.
You totally think, because of the way that sometimes the university structure is set up, that you can totally cram in the last 3 weeks. And I'm here to tell you that you can't. I've done it, and it sucks.
Like, that's the thing that I think, like, you can't. But then also, on the you could sort
of, I mean,
kind of,
that's
like,
true.
You know what I mean? Like,
But I don't want to tell the children.
I don't
want
to, like, don't tell the kids.
But, like, you can and you can't. I found that I was talking to my roommate the other night, and we were saying how I could do this paper that I have due next week. I could do it one of two ways. And each way puts almost the same amount of work involved.
Mm.
One way is to genuinely just sit down and do it. And the second one is to wait and avoid and not do it and then panic and then spend like 48 hours straight working on a paper and like crying and breaking down and like my whole like mental health just like goes down the drain. And like both ways are equal amount of work, but one way I like it's like sucks gradually and I'm just like, but I'm learning, and the other way sucks like altogether and like never, and you're like so deeply unhappy about the situation that you're in. And this is the first year that I have not written a paper 24 hours before its due date. Sorry to my previous professors. I am saying this on the radio.
That's amazing.
But every single paper that I used to do in my first 2 years of university, I wrote within 24 hours. And one time I wrote two within 24 hours.
Okay, well, wow.
So,
that's amazing.
Oh, not saying that they weren't good by any means, but
they were
finished, right?
Yeah.
And that was sort of like my end goal. And then I took a year off, like we talked about. And because it was like, what am I doing, right? And I think that's another side of this whole kind of moral of the story, children, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you're not excited about it, if you're not, and I don't mean like, you know, physics or something, but if you're just not like, oh, cool, learning is like, can sometimes be neat. And like, okay, I'm also tired and stressed, but also it's exciting. And if you're not doing that at all, if there's no moments in a degree where you're like excited about it, then go run away for a second and come back.
Reevaluate like what's going on.
What
because
is going
obviously
on?
Something isn't sitting right.
Yeah.
Like, that's
and that's chill.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of kind of stigma around taking time off. I remember when I was in high school, people would be like, oh, if I take time off, I'll never go back. And it's like, then you maybe shouldn't go back.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, trades are cool. Yeah. I wish I would. My sister's going to the school of in the Yukon to become a farmer. Like, that
amazing.
Is badass.
That
to me.
Is, yeah, seriously.
So, you know, there's so many things. There's so many exciting adventures out there. And academia is so not necessarily for everyone.
And
so
seriously, and especially when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, like, we're babies. Like, we're genuinely, like, in terms of life, we're infants. Like, what are we, 21, 22, and we act like we know stuff? No, like, if you feel like you need to take time off, amazing, do it. You could always come back to school.
Yeah.
Later on, if that's something that you want to do.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about it the other day when I was like, oh, man, I'll probably be, like, 24 when I finished my degree. And I was like,
how was that about?
That's like chill. Like,
that's amazing.
That would be so nice to be like 20. I don't know. Like, you feel kind of more ready for the world then.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm like, don't necessarily know, like, well, actually, coming from someone who's actually going to graduate this year, how are you going to feel when you when you pop out of this lovely UBC womb?
I actually don't know. Like, I've been thinking about it and it feels. Honestly, it's kind of scary just to be like, oh, you're a grown-up now. Like, I can't be like, well, I'm going to sit here and study. And, you know, it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be, people are going to be relying on you. You're going to have actual responsibilities. But at the same time, I'm really, really excited. Like, it sounds cliche, but, like, I want to get that next chapter of my life up and going.
Yeah.
So I think the trick is just that it's so easy. I'm just not going to overthink it.
Yeah.
It's genuinely, like, when I graduate, I'm going to be like, sweet, awesome.
Yeah.
4 solid years at UBC.
And you also did 4 years in a completely different city.
Exactly. In a completely different country. So it's just going to be insane. And then to go back to Sweden, it's going to be so much fun too.
Yeah.
With all this new knowledge
new knowledge. New Canadian knowledge.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That you have now acquired.
Of course.
Well, that's fantastic. So just to do our duty as a student special hour, can you talk about your event one more time?
Of course. So it's Lucia. It's this Monday in the Buchanan Tower. We'll be having Swedish festivities. candy, cakes. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff and a lot of singing. So come out if you want to see a bunch of people in white gowns spread
and
some Christmas joy. Yeah, and lab coats. Ooh,
spot the lab coat. It'll be a game. If you want, you can even make it a drinking game if you're at that point near
exams. Seriously, please share if that's where you are. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. All right, so that was Ava from, well, sort of from the Scandinavian and Nordic Club, representing the Scandinavian and Nordic Club and their event that's going on Monday. We also had early on the show, we had Help Learn and Discover, and earlier than that, we had an interview with Good for Grapes. I'm just going to finish off the show just to round it all out with a song from Good for Grapes. I play them so much on this show, but I am a little bit in love. They are good fun, and they're local, and FemCon and CanCon, which are all my favorite types of things.
All the cons, yeah.
All the cons. And so we're going to finish this off with one of my favorites. Kind of almost like a power ballad. It's so fun. It's called Time and Time Again. Thank you so much for listening to the Student Special Hour. We will be back again next week, 10 a.m. Friday morning. And also don't forget to tune in to 24 Hours of Student Power, December 2nd, from 6 a.m. all the way till midnight, 6 to 9 p.m. We're going to be featuring 3 bands, interviews, all that fun stuff. So tune in December 2nd. And thanks so much.
Dancing around the room, where 2 a.m. is the afternoon, and we're sweeping out the words that bother you. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone. We're kind of moving on, but you're already gone.
swirl around like moving ships. I want to scream and shout, you won't snap out of it. We're barely moving on.